This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning.
And now, snakes. Now, we had a listener, Bob F., who was talking about snakes, and they're starting to come out. He spotted one around the place. So, first off, with snakes, what's happening with snakes at this time of the year?
Well, coming into spring, there's going to be a little bit more activity going on after our winter, where we get a semi-dormancy, not a true one at all, being tropical North Queensland. There's going to be a bit of mating coming on and snakes coming out looking for a bit more of a feed. So there's a good chance you might even find a couple of snakes intertwined with each other. Yeah, a mating ritual.
Yeah, so they get a little upset when they're mating? They get a bit aggro?
No, not necessarily.
They just don't want you watching. Just like us.
Yeah, behind closed doors.
Exactly, exactly. What do people need to be on the lookout, Reece, snakes? I mean, to be safe, to keep themselves safe in the Douglas Shire.
Snakes are always there. Just go about your daily life, and if you're lucky enough to spot a snake, give it the space it wants, take its photograph and show your friends. The snakes do not want to have anything to do with you. Most of the snakes people see in the region are non-venomous, non-dangerous snakes.
I was going to ask you about that. What sort of species are we talking about here?
The most common call-outs for me are amethystine pythons, brown tree snakes, common tree snakes. And a few of the oddballs are keelback snakes and slaty greys. All of these but one are non-venomous, yeah? So the brown tree snake does have a mild amount of venom. It won't do anything to most people, but some people do have venom allergies, which you don't know until you get bitten.
I noticed a few weeks ago I was driving along Davidson Street and there was a lady coming up from the side of the road through some fairly thick grass, and I thought to myself, no, I wouldn't do that. So is something like thick grass an area that you wouldn't go tramping through without decent boots on or something like that?
Yeah, sure. So we got another very, very special snake in the area, one of my favourite snakes, often referred to it as a grass snake. Loves sugarcane, agricultural areas, dry country forest with grassy understories, and that's our coastal taipan. So they're highly venomous, but I've never had a call out for those. Although I have seen them out in the wild on a number of occasions, and I've certainly found quite a few roadkills in the Douglas Shire recently.
What's the most common misconception about snakes, do you think?
That they'll chase you down the street nipping at your heels. I've never seen any snake, venomous, non-venomous, act the way that the media, the Hollywood, you know, folks down in the pub portray. That they will not chase you down. You know,
and certainly not snakes on a plane.
Not at all, mate, no.
And look, somebody once told me when I was younger, and this must be a myth, you know, an old wives' tale, but if a snake's behind you, run sort of to the right, run to the left, run to the right, run to the left, and that way it'll confuse the snake.
I've never heard that one before. Best possible thing to do, if you're extremely close to a snake, stand perfectly still and the snake will move on its way. If you're a safe distance from the snake, then, you know, take a few steps back.
Okay, what if somebody does spot a snake in their property, maybe in their home? What should they do? Call you guys?
Absolutely. Yep. Keep an eye out of where it is. If you can get a photograph safely, take one and give me a call, give the wildlife habitat a call, and we can come and take care of that for you.
Oh, that all sounds very, very sensible. Chris, give us your email or your website or something if people need to contact you or get further information.
Best possible thing to do is just give me a call on 0410 417605.
Just repeat that again.
0410 417605.
All right. Thank you for talking with us this morning and just giving us a little bit of a sort of, you know, lay of the land as far as snakes are concerned. I always believe with snakes, like any creature that may harm you in some way, is to just be very sensible, use common sense, and don't for the life of you go and poke it with a stick.
Exactly right there, mate. Exactly right.
Thank you, Chris.
No worries, mate.